Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we hear about commandments, the law, and how we must be faithful to it. Even our Lord here says, I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Many thought he was contradicting it or turning it around or not observing it, curing on the Sabbath, etc. But not at all. He was fulfilling it, even though he himself is the one who gave us command and therefore not obliged to it. He fulfilled it. But what is our Lord referring to with the commandments? He is referring, of course, to, above all, the Decalogue, which is what guides, first of all, the first three commandments, our relationship with God directly, and upon which the other seven are founded, which is our relationship with each other and with the creation. And if we, and it is these that our Lord is saying we must follow. At the first three, dealing with our relationship with God, there everything I said is founded, because it's through our love of God that must overflow to our relationship to each other. Because our relationship with each other is what guides us towards back to God. Now, of course, the Jews had many, our Lord had given, or God had given them many other decrees as you go on further into the Pentateuch. There were many, all kinds of different laws and decrees guiding their everyday life. Unfortunately, what occurs as we go into the New Testament is the scribes and Pharisees, those who, as it were, govern the Jews, began to strictly interpret those laws and add many others far beyond what was necessary, and then would not necessarily follow it themselves. It was all pride, to show how wonderful we are, and everyone must follow us and obey us and end everything else. That's pride. So our Lord is saying, no, we don't. It isn't that we turn away from the law, we shouldn't obey it, we should. And each in our societies, each society has the laws that govern us and guide us that we must follow. If anything, of course, would tell us to fall into sin, that, of course, we wouldn't obey. For example, in our society today, almost everywhere, abortion, for example, is legal. Obviously, we can't follow that. It's certainly not according to the divine law. Right? It is not legal to kill an innocent human being, which abortion does. I say it is not moral. That we can't accept. That we cannot. Nor can we be forced to obey such a law. Right, that's one of the commandments. The fifth, thou shalt not kill. We can't do that. Or any of the others. Anything that goes against the divine moral law, divine positive law we call it, that is, goes against the will of God, that we cannot accept. Nor can we follow it. But anything that does help us and guide us towards our relationship with God above all and with each other, that we should. That we must. And we should, it will help us lead us to God. And that's really what our Lord is telling us here today. We cannot be afraid to follow those laws which will help us and guide us, but those who will turn us away from God, well, that we don't. Because that's what our whole life is here. Our life here in this life is to guide us to God. That's why we are here. God wishes to share his life with us. But we have to prove ourselves that we are willing to follow, willing to share that life, open ourselves to it. And if we're not willing to do that and we think only of ourselves, we are turning away from him. As you see, in order for us to share his life, what does that mean? We have to be willing to love him. And where do we find that capacity to love? It's in our free will. It's in our will. That's why we have a free will, so that we can love. So that we can love God, who so loves us already, so loves us first. We wouldn't be here if he didn't. He does. Do we love him in return? And how are we going to show him that we love him? The Decalogue here, the law, that's what guides us, to show him that we truly love him and we wish to share his life that he wishes to share with us. Let us then follow exactly as our Lord has told us here, that we too can share his life, his love. Praised be Jesus and Mary. Now and forever.